Welcome to the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Be a part of the show by calling 381-1313 or tweet your comments to @DReaper or @NJP18.
Good morning, Mary Jo.
Good morning, Daniel. You look a little weary this morning. You stayed up for that whole fight.
Yeah, the black underneath my eyes is because I went to bed too late. Yes, I just couldn't resist it. Couldn't resist watching the fight. Had to see it. And I was glad I did. I was glad I stayed up and watched it. It was entertaining. I mean, that's what it's all about. And it was entertaining.
Did you feel like it was more entertaining than the Pacquiao Mayweather fight? Because I thought that was a snooze fest.
That was garbage. That was hot garbage. This was much more entertaining, without a doubt. Because McGregor actually got out there and made Floyd have to kind of box the way Floyd doesn't box. You know, kind of change the way he does it. So McGregor was impressive in that he didn't look like a guy boxing for the first time. And then Mayweather, he landed some shots. And then how he finished him off in the 10th round was impressive. And Mayweather just kept coming after him, just walking up to him, keeping McGregor on the move. And McGregor, it was unbelievable how it happened. Because MMA fights go 5 minutes, five rounds. So it's 25 minutes. So McGregor has not had any professional fight that's lasted more than 25 minutes. Whereas Mayweather has had fights that go 12 rounds at 3 minutes a round, and there's less rest in between. So when it hits the 25-minute mark for McGregor, bang, he's gone. It really happens that way.
That was it.
Yeah.
That's, his body is trained to last that long, and that's it.
So, yeah, in that round, in the ninth round, once he passed the 25-minute mark, it was do the wobble. I mean, he was just wobbling. Those legs were going, and I thought Mayweather's going to end him there. I couldn't believe that Mayweather wasn't like a shark going after him. But he didn't attack nearly as hard. And then when the 10th opened up, Mayweather got all over him. Got on top of him. Took him out. So I thought it was an entertaining fight. The prop bet, Demi Lovato.
Not only was there cleavage, there was stomach.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, there was full frontal.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, there couldn't. And, you know, we talked to Rafael Esparza yesterday,
yes,
who said, I believe she's going to keep it classy.
Right.
I'm not saying she wasn't classy.
No, it wasn't that it wasn't classy. It was
just, you cannot have a deeper V on yeah, a dress. Like, it cannot go deeper than that. It was like the J-Lo dress of old. And so I didn't stay up and watch the fight. It could have been on at 8 o'clock. I might not have watched it, but I did rewatch the Demi Lovato national anthem because I saw so much Twitter hate about it.
Yeah.
It was pretty, it was long,
uh-huh,
and it was shouty.
Shouty. That's exactly how I felt about it. She wasn't like showing off her voice and singing. She was shouting.
I just don't care for it when people try to do too much.
Yeah.
Unless you're Whitney Houston, which is still like the greatest rendition of all time.
Yes.
But yeah, she looked to me like the George Lucas company had sponsored her for the next Star Wars movie. Like that I thought on her back would be whatever the next one's called. I don't know.
I thought it was going to be a disco version of the anthem when she came out.
So we would have lost that prop bet.
Something that I've always known that was there in fights, but never noticed it quite as much as I did last night, were the girls that are there advertising Corona in this case. But like NASCAR does it. Every time there's a driver interview post-race, there are girls standing there, scantily dressed?
Yeah,
I'm sorry. Scantily dressed.
And I mean, the other word probably fits, too.
They're just there to be pretty on TV and advertise on their body. That's basically it. But the girls last night's fight, they were active as far as they had the Corona gear on across the chest. They're barely wearing anything. Wherever the camera is, they are shuffling their feet to stay in front of it. It's almost as if whatever camera there is has a monitor directly above it to show you where you are. You know how you see the game and the kids will lean down into the, you know, the broadcast shot, and they'll lean down and just wave real quick or that kind of stuff. These girls look like they knew exactly where they were in the shot at all times. So
I'm sure they were told that's part of the gig.
Right.
You want Corona on the screen as much as possible.
So anytime they would be blocked, when the view would be blocked, obstructed, they would shuffle their feet and move. It was at one point the one girl was almost on the other girl's back. She was like, put her head almost right up against her shoulder because there was not enough room to get both of them in there. It's like, look, ladies, I know that Corona's in the house, and I don't need two sets of chests, you know, in the one shot to tell. It was just funny to watch.
So was this Floyd Mayweather's last fight? I mean, I guess I've heard that.
He said it. He said it several times last night and said, that's it. I'm not fighting anymore. None of you young guys call me out. I'm not coming back. I'm done.
Oh, is that all it takes? Just someone to trash talk him?
Apparently.
And $500 gazillion dollars, which is what he... That's the only thing to me that would be like... I mean, obviously, he's not a decent human being. He loves money.
Yeah.
So I just think if someone's going to throw $250 million at him.
Yeah.
Why not? Why wouldn't he do it?
Well, I don't know what the final numbers were, but they $5 million were expected to purchase it on pay-per-view at $100 a pop. So he gets paid $300 million. There's all kinds of other revenue that's coming in. But interestingly, yesterday, our guy Ralphie L. Esparza came on from Doc Sports Service, Vegas Sports Informer, and he tells us that he doesn't like Mayweather, and Mayweather knows it, and Mayweather doesn't like him, but he respects why he doesn't like him, and he just alluded to it has to do with Mayweather's team and how they bet. So Ralphie L. Esparza is a guy who creates the prop bets. Like, he helps create the 250 side bets going on this fight. So Mayweather is asked last night, how much did you win on this fight? He says, well, I don't know. I don't know because I bet the under at 9.5 rounds. And he hadn't done the math in his head yet, but he won. Because if he did 9.5, because he won it just under 9.5. Just under 9.5. He won it 39 seconds.
Well, that's probably why he didn't come out as a shark when he did. He knows.
He knew he had to end it. And he said, but I gave my people like six figures to bet on it. And he goes, they wouldn't let me bet. He's like, what? They wouldn't let you bet? He's like, I don't know. I went to the sports book. They wouldn't let me bet today. So.
Yeah, I mean, they shouldn't. Like, isn't that a thing?
Not in boxing, though.
No. Shouldn't that be a thing?
It's in baseball.
Boxing's Pete Rose a different was in deal. The wrong sport.
Yeah. So, if there is a bet, will Floyd Mayweather wear a ski mask or not? Well, he just puts the money down on whichever one he decides. He can move. He's got enough money to move the line, all that. He can affect all these things. So, whatever he can affect as far as prop bets go, and his team affects that.
The money team.
Right. That's why a guy like Esparza, who creates them, doesn't really care for that because he's changing the line, moving the line.
Well, and he even said yesterday that he and Floyd have beef.
Right.
And that Floyd knows why he doesn't like him and blah, you know, on and on.
That's it. That's got to be it right there.
That was one of the cooler interviews I think we've done on the show because it was such like an insider's look. And I was even telling people yesterday, we had this guy on the show. Of course, they should have been listening anyways, but since they weren't, I filled them in on it. But I thought that was really cool, especially since, like, personally, I had just no interest in it. I'm kind of glad it's over.
Yeah. Well, football's next, so.
Yeah. So great. Yeah, and I did watch some of the football yesterday.
I actually did too. Yeah.
Not the, I flipped over to Stanford Rice at one point and it was like 35-0 2 minutes into the game. And I was like, well, I don't care that much. Like, I don't, no. I don't miss it that much that I just want to see only one team play. But the Colorado State, Oregon State game was entertaining.
I probably watched about 5 minutes of that. Watched a little bit of the South Florida game.
Yeah, I turned to that for a little while.
I watched them come back from 16-0, and then once they had control, yeah. And then the Stanford Rice thing, I just don't get that. Rice is traditionally not good at football. Stanford's a top 25 ranked team. You would know when you put that game on the schedule. You expect Stanford's a heavy favorite.
Listen, if you planned it 5 years ago,
yeah,
you would know that that's going to be an absolute blowout. And if you want eyeballs on in Australia, which I don't know why. I don't know why.
I don't know either.
To do a game in Australia. It really makes no sense. And if I'm the coach of a team, I don't go to Australia. I don't want to do that.
Mm-mm.
For my first game, I just don't want that as part of what we're doing. So I'm sure it's difficult to get teams to schedule that. But you absolutely know that there's not, it's not even going to be the least bit competitive between Stanford and Rice.
Right. That's my point. Why take that to Sydney? If you're going to take your product to Australia, don't take like the worst product. Take a decent representation of what makes it attractive. Why people watch. Because that ain't it.
No.
We're back here on our couches going, I'm done before halftime. Because it would wind up being 62-7 or something like that. Yeah.
I mean, that's just...
nobody wants to watch that.
No, you really don't. You really don't.
So I was just waiting on the fight. The fight before Mayweather-McGregor was pretty decent. Davis and, I don't know, Alfonseca. I don't know what's his name.
I have no
Francesca.
Clue.
I don't know. But you don't watch those. Unless you've got the big fight. Like the fights before that.
Yeah.
I didn't watch that. I do. One thing I still really respect about boxing. Boxing still has this. Like, you know how in hockey, after the series is over, the playoff series, they do the handshake line. It's like one of the traditions of hockey. Stanley Cup's over. And those guys battle each other so hard. But it's just a show of respect of, we're on either side of this, but I know what it takes too. And I know what kind of competitor you got to be to stand in there and do this. And so, in the NBA, no chance. That doesn't happen. I mean, even going back to the 80s, a guy like Isaiah Thomas and his team is walking off the floor before the game's over. They just don't do that. I think it's petty, you know? Also,
I feel like in the NFL they do, but it's just
a little bit
at the Super Bowl. Then there's so much else going on,
yeah.
Right? You know, the confetti and the cameras everywhere and the
chaos.
Hugging. So it's not like they don't do it, but there's that. You definitely see the other teams, you know, showing respect. I feel like
baseball doesn't happen.
No,
they congratulate each other after games. So McGregor comes up to Mayweather afterward and gives him love. Mayweather gives him love back. They show respect for one another. Then afterward, they called. He said each other was a good competitor, tough competitor. But
isn't it funny that then every moment leading up to it, though, is just like the most vitriolic hate for one another? And then afterwards, like, yeah, you know what? I do respect him.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're cool.
That's just how it goes in the fight game. In UFC, you see that.
If us can change, and yous can change, we all can change. Even they embraced.
Yes.
Drago and Rocky embrace.
When they stopped the fight, McGregor afterwards said, hey, he shouldn't have stopped it there. Like, he should have let it go a little bit. McGregor, he lost his legs. He's getting pummeled. He's getting knocked back. It's clear that he's getting knocked back. If the fight continues, he's going down because he has no defense. So some people say they thought the ref stopped it a little too soon. Yeah, maybe, but look, he was defenseless at this point. Like, he wasn't covering his face. His legs were wobbling on him. It was clear he was just trying to make sure he didn't get knocked down. So I think a pride factor is he wants... So he would say, McGregor, after the fight, he said, "Let the man put me down. Let him put me down. I was fatigued. I mean, that's all it was. It was some fatigue. I thought it was close. I thought it was a close fight. But let the man put me down. I mean, let me wobble over to me corner." I would love to play that for you so you can actually hear him say it. But we're having a little technical difficulty this morning. You can't get it to come through the board. But it was one of the great quotes of all time. There's no doubt about it. Let me wobble over to me corner.
Oh.
He was going to lose.
Yeah.
He was going to get knocked down.
I was surprised when this morning when I found out from you that it went into the 10th round. I was assuming it was, you know, 5 or 6.
McGregor's people probably bet over 9.5 rounds.
Yeah, I mean, it has to be.
That's why he was really upset. Was, let me wobble over to me corner and make, you know, make the bet, win the over. I was surprised it also went. But McGregor came out first 3 rounds and took it to him. He went after him. But he couldn't land anything substantial enough to hurt Floyd. Floyd said from the very, he said that was our game plan all the way. Floyd threw like, I don't know, 6 punches in the first round and 7 in the second. And I mean, he wasn't throwing punches. He said that was their game plan going in. Was to let McGregor
tire out.
Yeah. Come after him, be aggressive, and then wait it out and win it down the stretch.
And see, we actually talked about that yesterday, and it's like, it is so, like, that's exactly what was going to happen, but you knew if that's exactly what was going to happen, this was the exact result that was going to happen.
Yeah.
So I don't know why, I don't know why McGregor wouldn't know to change his tactic a little bit. But I guess, like you said, he'd only ever gone 25 minutes at the very longest.
Yeah.
So he knew he had to be, he wasn't going to have stuff in him later.
Yeah.
So.
Mayweather apologized for the Pacquiao fight afterward. He said, I wanted to give the people a show. And I thought we did that. I thought we entertained everybody, didn't want to have a boring fight. Apologize for the Pacquiao fight because it was boring and it set, that was the record setter that set the record for most money spent pay-per-view on a fight. This broke that record, but so many people were, everyone was disappointed with Pacquiao. It was like it was a black eye for boxing. Like, here is boxing's biggest event and it goes the distance and that's it. That's what it looks like. Oh my gosh. This is horrible.
Yeah, it was horrible.
What I miss, as far as boxing goes, I don't need to see another UFC guy fight one of boxing's best. I want to see the heavyweights. There's one coming up, Canelo, Triple G.
Yeah.
Like, you just remember the Tyson fights, you know, Marvin Hagler, Larry Holmes.
You can name them because I'm...
George Foreman. I mean, those big fights. Lennox Lewis. It's fun to watch him. Evander, the real deal, Holyfield. That was fun. Now it's Floyd. I'm glad he's done. Thank goodness. I'm glad he's done. He's no Rocky Marciano. There's no way.
Yeah.
It was fun to watch.
Listen, this is our last week before, I mean, starting next weekend, which is, you know, hallelujah. Mm-hmm. It's going to be all football all the time. So we're gonna talk some, like, issues today, but coming up a little bit later, we're gonna have Joe Masato from SEC Country, who spent time with Jaren Williams, and the wide receiver Blue Smith is set to make his decision today between Ohio State and Kentucky. We will get into that a little bit later with Joe. But coming up next, 3-8-1-13-13, we're gonna get into some stuff.
Yeah, be ready for it. On the Dan and Mary Joe Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
dance.
Oh! Ooh. Ooh. All the shorties in the club, let me see you just back it up, drop it down.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Earnings vary based on your effort. Message and data rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in Lexington? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Lexington area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Lexington is a perfect market for my system, and next week I'm holding a free 2-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get 2 free tickets to Than's workshop, text WEALTH to 99,000. Seating is extremely limited. Text in the next 10 minutes and you'll also receive a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. Text WEALTH to 99,000. That's WEALTH to 99,000.
Oh no! I broke my iPhone.
Experimat can fix it.
But how much will that cost? I'll probably have to rob a bank, hit the lottery, or hope a long-lost relative leaves me a huge sum of money.
Not at Experimat.
Experimat? What's that?
Experimat is your place for pre-owned Apple products and repair.
Repair?
Yep. iPhones, iPads, iMacs, MacBook, and Macs. You break it, Experimat repairs it. Experimat, 2380 Norman Lane, Suite 130, right next to Salsarita, or call 859-368-9265. Experimat, computers, tablets, phones, buy, sell, trade, or repair.
At Central Bank, we aim to be central to all your family's needs. That's why we are proud to offer Central Student Checking. It's a smart, easy way to introduce basic banking to students ages 14 to 25. Central Student Checking comes with free online and mobile banking, no ATM fees, pop money, remote deposit, and more. So open a student checking account at any Central Banking Center for your young scholar. Call to learn more or visit us online. Central Bank. Central to you. Member FDIC.
Justin, there are two types of people in the world.
Boys and girls?
Nope.
Tall and short people?
Nice try.
Cat and dog people?
Not even close. There are people who know exactly how they want their ride to look, and those who don't have a clue.
I'm Brenda Satterwhite with my sons, Jeremy and Justin. Linex is the one-stop shop for custom accessories.
And the best place to pick up ideas to personalize your pickup.
Bug shields, vent visors, and fiberglass camper tops and lids. Any type of bed cover, any sort of step bar to help you get in and out of your truck.
Floor liners and mats to protect the interior, LED lighting and strobe lights.
Let's dance!
If you are an average truck owner,
an above average truck owner,
or a contractor who needs to turn a truck into a work tool,
you'll find over 501,000 parts, along with advice and installation to make your ride the envy of the neighborhood. At Linex of Kentucky, behind the Toyota of Nicholasville Big Used Car Store.
Bank's floor covering.
Is Spider-Man there?
I don't know where you can find Spider-Man.
What about Superman?
I don't know where Superman, Spider-Man, or any of their superhero friends are.
Don't you always have something for everyone?
We do have something for everyone, but we mean carpet, vinyl, hardwood, laminate flooring, and more. We don't know any superheroes, but we always have super prices.
Super prices? I never heard of that, superhero.
We've got something for everyone. Bank's floor covering, 1117 Winchester Road, just off New Circle Road in Lexington.
Hi, this is John Blevins from Barkley Blevins Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling with some tips for the summer heat. To help keep your bill low, set your thermostat at as high a temperature as comfortably possible and ensure humidity control if needed. The smaller the difference between the indoor and outdoor temperatures, the lower your overall bill will be. And if you need a reputable company for any air conditioning needs, call us at 859-252-3519. Barkley Blevins Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, the
Heat Busters!
ESPN Sports Radio 1300. The Dan and Mary Jo Show. Local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show. Or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
All right, we're talking issues. I heard it on the way in. I was listening to someone talk about Colin Kaepernick, mm-hmm. which I didn't really. It's taken me a a few days to kind of understand why it's such a big deal now. Like when he started kneeling for the national anthem, it became a big deal. And then it
if you remember back to that time, he had kneeled for like 3 or 4 games, mm-hmm. not brought attention to it.
Yeah.
And finally some reporter mm-hmm. noticed it and asked him afterwards.
Right.
It was basically a silent protest. Mm-hmm. He wasn't even trying to draw attention to himself. He never talked about it.
Yeah. I remember what I said about it. I said I didn't like it, and if he didn't want to stand for our national anthem, he can go to some other country and make his decision on their anthem and what he wants to do. I haven't completely changed that thought, but I've come around on not condemning him necessarily as much. My thought is that...
Well, you can 100% see, Dan, 100%, and no one can tell me different, that is the sole reason he doesn't have a job right now. Obviously, right? I mean, there's no... He's not... He's a top 62 quarterback.
Yeah. Yeah, he's top 60. Yeah, right.
I mean...
Like, he wouldn't necessarily be a starter for somebody, but he could definitely be
on the
team.
But there are teams he could be a starter for. I really think so.
Yeah. But look, he's not Cam Newton. If he's Cam Newton, if he's, what's the Eagles quarterback?
Carson. Donovan McNabb?
No, Carson Wentz.
Oh.
If he's Carson Wentz, if he's the dude in San Diego, Goff, if he's Jameis Winston, he does have a job. But he got to the height by going to the Super Bowl, then he had a horrible season, and then he got benched. And then he came back again. But by that time, he's not worth it to the owners to put up with any kind of negative effect that it would have on money, on revenue. That's it. That's what it's all about. If he was good enough, it wouldn't matter.
But if he wasn't good enough and was a schlub quarterback, then we wouldn't be talking about it anyways. I feel like. If he wasn't good enough, then it wouldn't be a story. I also don't think.
So, now, like, listen, the backup punter was doing this for the
no
Jets,
one would care.
Or the
no one would care.
The Bengals.
And I had on, which is like, I guess I'm just glutton for punishment. But I had on the Jaguars preseason game the other night. And
wait, just let me interrupt you. Did you see the GIF that's going around social media? Houston. Our hearts go out to Houston for what's going on. But there, during the storm, there are two of those curbside trash cans on wheels. And they're both racing downhill because the wind's blowing them. And somebody put it out there, the Jaguars quarterback race right now. Two garbage cans.
Yeah.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
So my point exactly.
Yeah.
So are you telling me Jacksonville would it not behoove them
To have
Kaepernick over Chad Henne? My God, I thought he was dead. I don't know. And Blake Bortles, like, listen, he's had his opportunities, right? He's had chances. He's had a few years. Like, Kaepernick may have had one bad season. Blake Bortles has had three. And honestly, when Kaepernick's season wasn't good, look at everyone else around. I mean, those teams blew up. Harbaugh was gone. The teams blew up. The defense wasn't there. Mm-hmm. It was not the same.
Now, if he was good enough.
And he was still 16 touchdowns to 4 picks.
If he was really good, if he was Jameis Winston, if he was Cam Newton, it wouldn't be a problem. But to give him an opportunity to be good enough.
You don't think it'd be a problem if it was Cam Newton. People don't like Cam Newton as is.
Like, the Panthers wouldn't be like, okay, Cam, that's enough out of you, bub. Hit the road, Jack. Oh, no. I don't think so.
Mm-mm. No, but I think it'd be a problem for people. I think people would hate it.
It could be a problem. Yeah. I think people would be upset about it. Yeah. But is it going to stop them from selling tickets? Probably hurts Cam Newton's jersey sales if it's him. But I understand also, I agree that an NFL team doesn't want Kaepernick to be their starting quarterback. And then what if he is good? Then they're like, oh, we.
Yeah. What if, what if he is good? Are the team's going to be upset by that? Absolutely not. And yeah, what, I don't think anyone's saying, like, sign him to a 10-year deal.
Mm-mm.
Like, give him 1 year.
Yeah.
The dude can play. I mean, there's no doubt. He's better than Blake Bortles and Chad Henne. You cannot argue that. It's just, he is.
There's no doubt behind the scenes, the NFL owners are going, let's not allow this to happen.
He's better than Brock Osweiler.
Yeah.
Probably.
Probably right. But yeah, the NFL owners are, I would venture to say, almost certainly that they have said, let's not allow that. Let's show that this kind of behavior is not going to continue in the NFL.
Listen, everyone has their own way of protesting, and I'm not certainly going to call it a protest, but it was in a different way. And I think it was obviously much more well received. But Carl Anthony Towns penned a letter to the Players Tribune, and he spoke to reporters in, you know, media in Lexington after the alumni game. Said he had written 4 drafts of it,
mm-hmm.
and kept, you know, changing it and rewriting it, and going over it because he wanted it to be what he wanted to say and how he wanted to say it. Listen, he called out Donald Trump,
yeah.
but he said that wasn't, you know, my intent wasn't to just say, it wasn't just to put the president on blast.
Right.
But mm-hmm. that was part of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he definitely called out the president. He mentioned Philando Castile in his yeah. letter, who is, this is from my home state, you know, he plays for the Timberwolves, and in the Twin Cities, you know, he was the black man who was shot and killed by the officer that was on Facebook Live.
Yeah.
And that officer went to trial and got off.
Yeah.
So he brought that up, right, as something that is truly bothersome to him. Well, if you are truly honest with what Colin Kaepernick is doing, Philando Castile is what he's protesting.
Right.
He is not protesting the flag.
No.
He's not protesting the troops. He does not hate the national anthem. It is just, that is the way he is finding it most effective to bring attention to that issue. And in a way it backfired, because all people are talking about is the anthem and
military
and all that.
Disrespecting our country.
But what he is protesting is that, is Charlottesville.
Right.
Is Philando Castile. That is where he's trying to make his stand. So I think Carl Anthony Towns did it in a much more palatable way.
Yes.
For people to take in. And I don't think, you know, there was already people that didn't like Colin Kaepernick anyways. You know, nobody doesn't like Carl Anthony Towns.
Right.
Because he's amazing.
Yeah.
In every way.
Right.
And Kyle Tucker talked to his dad after the game and said, you know, Gatorade Player of the Year, you know, this and that. NBA Rookie of the Year. He's like, I can't tell you how proud I am. Like, yeah. Can you imagine?
Yeah.
I mean, I can't even imagine if my kid was Carl Anthony Towns, how proud you would be.
Right.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I mean, I would tell that's how I would introduce myself to people. I'm Carl Anthony Towns' mom. He's amazing.
Wear a shirt.
I know.
Carl Anthony Towns' mom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there are certainly ways to get your point across that are not as abrasive.
Yeah.
As Kaepernick, and I will give him that.
We'll continue with this because we got to take a break. We're late for a break. Take a break. Continue with this. Take your calls. 381-1313 to get in here on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Shouldn't you have a checking account that makes your life easier? Introducing Easy Checking from Republic Bank. Relax with no minimum balance or monthly maintenance fees. Easily send money through our app with Mobile Pop Money. Log into your account by scanning your finger or eye with your smartphone. And for easy access to your money, you can use 85,000 surcharge-free ATMs worldwide. Easy Checking for your hard-earned money. We're Republic Bank, and it's just easier here. $50 required to open checking account. Message and data rates may apply. Member FDIC.
This is a Morgan & Morgan consumer message.
An unexpected injury due to no fault of your own is one of the most frightening and stressful times of your life. At this very time, some unethical lawyers or their representatives, known as runners, may reach out directly to you. This is not allowed. Many times, we find that one of these runners will actually go to the hospital looking for clients. If this occurred, you are most likely entitled to all of your legal fees back and the cost you were charged. Additionally, my worry is that a lawyer who would risk their license to practice law may well have settled your case for less than it was worth. Desperate people do desperate things. You may have a legal malpractice claim as well. Call us to see if you're entitled to a full refund of your legal fee. Protect yourself and your family. Call us for more information on your cell phone at Pound Law. That's Pound 529. Morgan & Morgan, ForThePeople.com. Offices, Lexington.
How do you see the world?
Ha! At Shriners Hospitals for Children, we know that changing how you see things can turn them into
everyday miracles.
Like riding my bike.
Breaking boards. Ha!
Hugging my mom.
Every day for over 90 years, Shriners Hospitals for Children has been sending love to the rescue, regardless of a family's ability to pay.
If you know a child we can help, visit ShrinersHospitalsForChildren.org.
He gives you the funk, the passion. Bruno Mars, 24 Karat Magic World Tour. September 19th, KFC Yum Center. If you only see one concert a year, this should be it. With surprise special guests to be announced. Bruno Mars in an amazing night live.
I should have bought you flowers and held your hand.
Feel the energy pour off the stage. Bruno Mars. September 19th, KFC Yum Center. Tickets on sale now at LiveNation.com and Ticketmaster.com. This is your chance to witness the Bruno Mars experience.
You know, it was right about 2 years ago at this time that a new restaurant opened on Main Street. And it's quickly become a favorite for anybody that wants the best steaks and the best seafood. It's Tony's Steaks and Seafood. They were just named one of the best steakhouses in the nation by TastingTable.com, a very big national website. Why don't you give them a visit? It's Tony's Steaks and Seafood on Main Street, TonysSteaksAndSeafood.com.
ESPN Sports Radio,
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Well, we just hit the time machine. I didn't know if you guys noticed that, but Bruno Mars is going to the KFC Yum Center. I'm like, oh, really? I wonder when Bruno is playing at the KFC Yum Center. That's an old commercial. It was in June.
We're dying.
Yeah. Brad says to me, like, oh, when's Bruno going to be at the KFC Yum Center? Brad goes, oh, that's an old commercial. It's in June. It was in June. It already happened. Oh, my gosh. All right. Who's on the line, by the way, Brad? Dave. Yeah, it's written on a piece of paper. 381-1313 if you want to get in here. Dave, good morning.
Good morning, Dave.
Good morning. How are you all?
We're good.
Good.
Absolutely wonderful. I just wanted to, it's a great show, by the way. And
thank you.
I'm kind of coming off the fight last night, so you got to excuse me a little bit. But I wanted to chime in on the conversation that you were having earlier about the Kaepernick.
Yes, please.
And the funny thing is, about the whole situation and the way I look at it is around the league, we had the Adrian Peterson situation with, you know, him whipping his kid.
Yeah.
We had the Greg Hardy with, and you know, him being domestic violence. We had the Michael Vick with the dog situation.
Yeah.
Going to jail. And he, you know, and the thing about Kaepernick is he's like supporting his community as well. No one's bringing that up. The things that he's doing for his community.
Right.
The money that he has given away. Knowing that he doesn't even have a job this year. So it's not like he's knowing, hey, I'm going to make another $50 million, so I can give stuff away. He's giving this money away to charity now, knowing he may not have an income in the future in football.
Yeah, he just gave another $100,000. Recently to bring the total to $800,000, and he said in the beginning that he was going to give $1 million. So he's 800 into the million. So
it's kind of like the nation likes to focus on the negative and not the positive. I mean, as far as media goes, I understand it's news and things like that, but we're not talking about what's really going on. You know what I mean? This is a good guy. He's a good guy, and he's just standing for something. And I'm half Cuban and African American myself, so I can understand. And I would do the protest as well, but a protest for something that's going to try to change the nation, and versus, you know, him not having a job as well. I mean, that's crazy to me. I don't understand.
What I don't get, Dave, is there have been, countless number of NFL colleagues and players that have done the same thing to show solidarity for Colin Kaepernick and what he is protesting. They have kneeled. They have taken a knee for the anthem.
All over
the NFL, and sometimes you don't even know the guy's name. You know, they're offensive linemen for the Browns or something. And they're not getting punished the same way I feel like he is. You just said that, if you don't mind me asking, you said you were Cuban American. Yeah. Does the Castro thing bother you about Kaepernick?
No, it doesn't affect me at all. I mean, that's a past situation, and you know, there's certain views that's been seen on the Castro side, and I'm not sure what he meant by that. But the bottom line is there's a need to change in America, and this young man has stood up and kneeled down to show his protest. I mean, it's really like that. To be who I am, driving down the street, you never know. I can just have a light out on the back of my car and get pulled over, and I don't know what the outcome's going to be. So that feeling, it's harsh, it's scary. You don't know what's going to happen. You know, you don't know. So, I mean, that's what he's standing up for.
Yeah.
He's standing up for, a young man. He's just doing his thing, trying to go to a job or something like that, and he's killed. So that I think that's what people need to actually break it down to, instead of, a flag, a song, break it down to how the young gentlemen are out here trying. You know, there's going to be bad gentlemen on the Caucasian side, the African American side, that will get pulled over, and they don't know what's going to happen to them. You know, but what we've seen in recent history is that the gentleman that's getting pulled over and getting shot in his car while the baby's in the back seat and all that type of stuff, that is just it's got to stop. You know, and that's what he's saying. It's not a big deal about I'm kneeling. My brother retired from the Air Force. He did 20 years. My mother was in the Army.
Yeah.
My dad was in the Army. He served in Vietnam. So,
and presumably so that we would have rights here to be able to say what we want to say.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And, you know, and it's so crazy. all you got to do is actually go back in time. It's not really go back in time. You have documentation of it. You pull the Constitution. You have a freedom of speech. I mean, it's clearly there. But when the freedom of speech is silent, and it's more of a body language of kneeling down to the anthem, people go crazy. I don't understand it.
I understand, too. You have a military background in your family, so it's clear that you don't have, you know, you have a respect for the flag that not maybe everyone else, that some people don't have. I feel about it, is there's a certain amount of sacredness to it that even though you're not kneeling to disrespect anyone in the military, I feel like that just kind of happens. So that just kind of rubs some people the wrong way who have served. And then, and that's where I think it becomes an issue for people. But I also understand this, what he's protesting has happened again and again and again and again, and it keeps happening, and nothing happens to stop it. Even when President Obama, you know, would talk about it, still nothing has changed. And I mean, people are still getting away with it. I mean, the sheriff who was just pardoned by President Trump, I mean, that's part of it too. So I understand, you know, if I don't do something dramatic to get people's attention, like going out and making speeches in the community, tweeting, whatever, that's not going to do it. Taking a knee during the national anthem, that's going to get people's attention. But what has happened, unfortunately, is a year later, it's become about Kaepernick. And it's not about that issue anymore. That's all that's talked about on these shows that, you know, fill ESPN and Fox Sports 1 and all that. I mean, that's what it's about, him. And so I don't like the way he protested, but I understand what he had to do, and I am with him for the justice that he's protesting, that he wants to see. Because if nothing is done, you've got to do something dramatic to make a change.
And the thing is, you know, I'm very conscientious. I mean, there's a million, billion people in this world, okay? So everybody's going to have their opinion. And everybody's going to see it the way they see it. For me, I can understand it a little more because I've been through that and I feel that way when I'm out here. Like just going to work and stuff like that.
Yeah.
People that don't feel it, that don't understand it, that it hasn't, touched their lives or it hasn't happened to them, then they're going to, of course, take the other side.
Yeah.
And say, hey, you shouldn't be doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you have to experience it. You have to live it to understand what he's doing.
Yeah.
If you're not able to do that, then, yeah, of course, you're going to be looking at, oh, well, oh, my God, he needs to get out of America. What? No.
Yeah.
I mean, America is the boiling pot.
Yeah.
I mean, America is where everybody wants to be.
Yeah.
Everybody wants to come here. And because there is freedom of speech. There is, hey, I'm a different color than you. We should be able to get along. Just because I'm a different color, you shouldn't treat me a different way.
Yeah.
And you know what? There is no pure race. You can go back as far as you want to. I mean, I have Indian in me, I have Cuban in me, and I have African American in me. I'm sure I got some other stuff in. There is nobody that's pure and a pure race in this world. It's impossible.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if people could wrap their mind around that and stop trying to separate themselves because they're a certain color, you're not. There's no pure race. There's white nationalists. I'm sure, you know, some of those guys have some Indian in them or something like that and don't even know about it. So I guess people need to smarten themselves up and stop acting like we're separate. And understand the situation that we're in and come together, because you're not any different than anybody else. You're just a human being. And I think that's what Kaepernick's really saying, is like, I'm a human being, treat me as such.
Well, Dave, and, if I can interrupt you for 1 second, what I just want to bring back to what you were saying is I think that we actually do need to accept that there are differences. And what I mean by that is I will never know, ever, ever, ever know what it's like to be afraid to get pulled over when I'm speeding. It just, I'll never have that fear.
Yeah.
I will right. never, ever understand that. So I need to understand, and I think that I do, you know, my husband's African-American, and so he's, he thinks about it all the time.
By the way, I know John Ford, by the way.
He's a pretty good dude.
Yeah, I used to work with him, so I know.
But he thinks about it all the time. And yeah. It's crazy to me because it'll never be something I ever think about, like ever. So we all need to understand that, yeah, our experiences are not the same. And some of us white people need to get that we're not in the same position. And it's easy for us to say that's not the real world. It's not terrifying to get pulled over for a taillight out. Well, it is the real world.
Yeah.
And for some people. And it's not me. So that's the only thing I think that we need to accept that there are differences and understand that some people's experiences in life are different than ours because of the color of their skin and be sensitive to that.
All right, listen, Dave, I'm sorry. We got to get to a break. We've gone too long here. We got to get to a break before the top of the hour. So, Dave, though, thank you.
Well, I do appreciate the call.
Yeah, thank you for calling. Thank you. Appreciate it. 381-1313 if y'all want to get in here. Back with more on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Shouldn't you have a checking account that makes your life easier? Introducing Easy Checking from Republic Bank. Relax with no minimum balance or monthly maintenance fees. Easily send money through our app with Mobile Pop Money. Log into your account by scanning your finger or eye with your smartphone. And for easy access to your money, you can use 85,000 surcharge-free ATMs worldwide. Easy checking for your hard-earned money. We're Republic Bank, and it's just easier here. $50 required to open checking account. Message and data rates may apply. Member FDIC.
Ride rough, ride tough. MLS Power Sports got the ride you're looking for.
The Arctic Cat factory authorized clearance event is going on now at MLS Power Sports, and it's bigger than ever with rebates up to $3,500 and financing as low as 3.9% on brand new Arctic Cat ATVs and side-by-sides. You can stop thinking and start riding. Don't miss out on your next ride and hurry into MLS Power Sports, 1030 Paris Pike in Georgetown. Offer valid for participating dealers while supplies last and subject to change. Inventory may vary by dealer. Not all applicants will qualify. See dealer for details and program dates. Always wear a helmet and don't drink and ride.
Ride! Victoriously. Ride rough, ride tough. MLS Power Sports got the ride you're looking for.
But most of all, ride victoriously.
I've got a terrible stain on my best dress shirt. I was going to wear it on my business trip.
Don't worry. Just take it to Emperor's Cleaners in the Auto Hour Plaza on Richmond Road. They'll get that stain right out.
There's not enough time for that. I leave for my trip in 2 days.
That's still no problem. Emperor's Cleaners specializes in same-day dress shirt service. If you drop your shirts off by 9 a.m., they'll have them ready for you the same day.
Wow. Say, I've got a pair of dress pants that are too long. Do you think they could take care of that, too?
Absolutely. Emperor's Cleaners provides top-notch alteration services.
Well, I guess I better get over there and get this stuff dropped off. Thanks.
You'll be in good hands. Emperor's Cleaners will give your clothes a royal treatment. Visit Emperor's Cleaners in the Auto Hour Plaza on Richmond Road to keep your clothing looking sharp and stylish. You'll stay dressed to the nines with our royal treatment at Emperor's Cleaners.
Emperor's Cleaners in the Auto Hour Plaza on Richmond Road. Give your clothes the royal treatment. Stay away from downed power lines and keep others away as well. If you spot a downed line or need to report an outage, call KU at 800-981-0600. To track restoration, visit lge-ku.com/storm.
Lexington, Kentucky, I need everybody to turn their radio up right now. Friday night, December 26th, the Tower on Main Street Event Center proudly presents Ladies Night Out. And this party's strictly for the grown and sexy. That's right, we putting it down for the old school 30 and up crowd. So hit the mall, get sharp, and come out and party on the penthouse floor of the Chase Bank Building. Doors open at 9, and ladies, you free till 11:30. That's right, all my ladies, you free till 11:30. So early arrival is suggested. And we got DJ Always, DJ Infamous, one on the ones and twos, spinning all the hits all night long. This event is dressed to impress. Security will strictly be enforced. For tickets, call 859-494-6133 or go to Sammy's Record Store, City Slicker. It's going down Friday, December 26th. Ladies' night out, 30 and up. You asked for it, you got it. On the 15th floor of the Chase Bank Building, the Tower on Main. Don't meet me there, beat me there.
Day after Christmas. I mean, make your plans now. Wow. I just can't believe how far. Bruno Mars in June. This party in December. Hey, look, we're going to talk. I know we've been talking issues for like 40 minutes. We're going to talk football. Blue Smith makes his decision today, Ohio State or Kentucky. Jaren Williams, the quarterback, 2018, committed already. He's made his decision. It's Kentucky. And Joe Musato of SECCountry.com was down there in Georgia to watch him play Friday night. Talk to him. We'll talk to Joe next on the Dan and Mary Joe Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Shouldn't you have a checking account that makes your life easier? Introducing Easy Checking from Republic Bank. Relax with no minimum balance or monthly maintenance fees. Easily send money through our app with Mobile Pop Money. Log into your account by scanning your finger or eye with your smartphone. And for easy access to your money, you can use 85,000 surcharge-free ATMs worldwide. Easy Checking for your hard-earned money. We're Republic Bank, and it's just easier here. $50 required to open checking account. Message and data rates may apply. Member FDIC.
Earnings vary based on your effort. Message and data rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in Lexington? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Lexington area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Lexington is a perfect market for my system, and next week I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's workshop, text WEALTH to 99,000. Seating is extremely limited. Text in the next 10 minutes and you'll also receive a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. Text WEALTH to 99,000. That's WEALTH to 99,000.
ESPN Sports Radio 1300. WLHG Lexington. And LM Communications Broadcasting Station. ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Christine Lisi. Floyd Mayweather remains perfect, defeated Conor McGregor by 10th round TKO in their much-anticipated bout. Mayweather improved his record to 50-0, passed Rocky Marciano for the most wins without a loss or draw in boxing history. ESPN's Chael Sonnen.
First time in a long time I've seen Conor, brother Floyd Mayweather, in a fist fight. He was out there. He was getting tested. A lot of it was because Conor was a bit of an amateur. He was doing things from angles that he wasn't used to. He had a great gas tank, and he came to win, and he pushed the pace, and he won a whole bunch of rounds.
According to CompuBox, McGregor had a 51-40 edge and landed punches in the first five rounds. Mayweather outlanded McGregor 130-60 in round 6 through 10. NBA Cavaliers concerned about the timeline for Isaiah Thomas's return from a hip injury this season after his physical are planning to seek an additional trade asset before finalizing a deal to send Kyrie Irving to Boston. This according to ESPN's Adrian Wojnarowski. Without revisions to the original trade agreement, the Cavs could threaten to veto the deal. NFL Cowboys feel middle linebacker Anthony Hitchens could miss the entire season with a torn ACL sustained in last night's preseason game. He'll undergo additional testing, may need surgery. Baseball Angels shook off a five-run deficit in the seventh inning. They rallied, edged the Astros 7-6. Indians for a fifth time this season shut out the Royals 4-0. Minnesota leads the race for the second AL wild card by a half game on the Angels and Mariners 1.5 on the Royals. Brewers blank the Dodgers 3-0. Milwaukee 3 games back of the NL Central leading Cubs. and trails the Rockies by 3 for the second NL wildcard spot.
With Isaiah Thomas's health in question, the Cavs are seeking extra compensation from the Celtics. How close is this trade to collapsing? The latest on Mike and Mike, Monday, 6 Eastern, on ESPN Radio and ESPN2.
This is a Morgan & Morgan consumer message.
An unexpected injury due to no fault of your own is one of the most frightening and stressful times of your life. At this very time, some unethical lawyers or their representatives, known as runners, may reach out directly to you. This is not allowed. Many times, we find that one of these runners will actually go to the hospital looking for clients. If this occurred, you are most likely entitled to all of your legal fees back and the cost you were charged. Additionally, my worry is that a lawyer who would risk their license to practice law may well have settled your case for less than it was worth. Desperate people do desperate things. You may have a legal malpractice claim as well. Call us to see if you're entitled to a full refund of your legal fee. Protect yourself and your family. Call us for more information on your cell phone at #law. That's #529. Morgan & Morgan, forthepeople.com. Offices, Lexington.
Justin, there are two types of people in the world.
Boys and girls?
Nope.
All and short people?
Nice try.
Cat and dog people?
Not even close. There are people who know exactly how they want their ride to look, and those who don't have a clue.
I'm Brenda Satterwhite with my sons, Jeremy and Justin. Linex is the one-stop shop for custom accessories.
And the best place to pick up ideas to personalize your pickup.
Bug shields, vent visors, and fiberglass camper tops and lids. Any type of bed cover, any sort of step bar to help you get in and out of your truck.
Floor liners and mats to protect the interior, LED lighting, and strobe lights.
Let's dance!
If you are an average truck owner,
an above average truck owner,
or a contractor who needs to turn a truck into a work tool,
you'll find over 501,000 parts, along with advice and installation to make your ride the envy of the neighborhood. At Linex of Kentucky, behind the Toyota of Nicholasville Big Used Car Store.
Welcome to the Dan and Mary Joe Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Be a part of the show by calling 381-1313 or tweet your comments to @DReefer or @MJP18. Now, here are Dan Reefer and Mary Joe Perino.
You know, Mary Joe, this time next week, we'll be discussing and dissecting Kentucky's season opener at Southern Miss.
Yes.
But high school football season has already started. And down in Georgia, where I worked for about 3 years on the Alabama-Georgia line, it's a different deal than it is up here. Look, there's some great atmospheres around Kentucky for football. Love it. People love football here. But down there, it is a different level. It just is. It's a different level of participation and outpouring, and it's just different deal. So Joe Masada went down to Georgia, Gwinnett County, which outside of Atlanta, to check out Jaren Williams, the 2018 UK QB commit. And Joe joins us now from SECCountry.com. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning to you all.
How was the trip?
I picked a good game to go to. It was definitely the atmosphere that you were talking about. You know, Jaren Williams, Central Gwinnett team, won 36-33, and he sort of proved why Kentucky wants him so bad and why every school in the SEC wants him. He had 5 total touchdowns, 3 passing, 2 rushing, and pretty much just did it all. And after the game, I asked, well, did I just come to a great game where you are at your best? And he said, no, it's pretty much normal for me. So that was my main takeaway.
Now, you did get to talk to Jaren and spend some time with him. Of course, like we know the story. He committed to Kentucky. Then he had to reaffirm that commitment after he kind of decommitted, you know, opened his options back to Kentucky. He did tell you that, yes, other schools are still pursuing him pretty hard and that he is listening.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I mean, we'll definitely have more on that to provide clarity, but he did say he is listening to other schools. I talked to his dad a little bit, and his dad said, you know, he'd be dumb not to listen, but Jaren told me he is still firm with Kentucky at this point. He said, right now I'm going to Kentucky. So that was kind of my main takeaway. It just seems like, you know, he decided to decommit in the first place because he didn't want, he still wanted to take some of his official visits. And as kind of the leader of the class, he thought it would look bad if he was still committed while he was taking visits to other schools. So he basically decommitted for less than a month. And he told me when he decommitted, it didn't felt right. So he didn't even end up taking, I don't think, more than one or two visits during that time before he recommitted.
Well, in the video and the little the brief write-up that you put on Jaren Williams on SECCountry.com, excuse me, it's, quote, I'm firm with Kentucky. There are some schools that still text me. I do listen to them. But right now, I'm going to Kentucky. All right, you got Blue Smith out there who's making a decision today. You got Jaren Williams already committed at quarterback. If Kentucky goes through another season like it did last year offensively, where the split is 64-36 run to pass, does Jaren Williams still show up at UK?
Yeah, you know, I don't know. I asked him how much this season. I didn't put it in the run pass context, but I asked him how much this season would influence him as far as, you know, if, because he was really encouraged by what Kentucky did last year, especially the Louisville win at the end of the year. And I asked him, you know, if the season's not as good for them this year, does that maybe change your mind a little bit? And he didn't act like it would play too much of a factor right there. As far as the run passing, I think a lot of that, you know, if Drew Barker hadn't gotten hurt and he was the starter the whole season, I think they would have passed the ball a lot more. I don't think they knew at the time what they had in Benny Snell, and I think Snell's emergence sort of changed the offense and how good that offensive line was at run blocking. But I think it's more of a personnel thing. I mean, if Jaren Williams came in and, you know, who knows how quickly he would get that starting job, if ever, but I would expect he would at some point, and I think they would kind of cater the offense to him.
Now, the crystal ball has Blue Smith at 100% to go to Ohio State, but Jaren Williams told you that he has been in Blue Smith's ear about Kentucky.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, they know each other. They, you know, texted back and forth over the last few weeks. They played together up in Oregon at Nike's The Opening Camp. So, you know, I think Jaren sees himself as the leader of this class, and he's trying to get other guys on board. And Blue Smith is his top priority. Not only is Blue Smith could become the highest ranked player in Kentucky's class, but I think Jaren wants a big guy like that to throw to if he does come. So, you know, Jaren feels good about it. I don't know. You know, it goes against every prediction, like you said, 100%. So we'll see. But I did talk to Bill Green, who's an Ohio recruiting analyst for Scout.com, and he was saying earlier in the week that, you know, everyone is picking Ohio State, but they're all predictions at this point. It's almost just picking Ohio State because that's the usual pick if it would come down between Ohio State and Kentucky. But he thinks Blue Smith hasn't told anyone his decision, and he said repeatedly he wouldn't be shocked if it was UK, but the safe pick right now is Ohio State.
And is it kind of fill us in a little bit on this. Now, Blue Smith only wants to play receiver. He does not want to be tight end, correct?
Yeah, exactly. That was the sticking point. It seemed like Kentucky was ahead at one point when Ohio State was only seeing Blue Smith as a tight end. But apparently on Blue's latest visit to Columbus, Urban Meyer promised him that he stayed at his current weight. I think he's about 6'6", 205 or 210. So they were worried that if he got in that, you know, 225, 235 range, that he'd have to play tight end. But they told him, apparently, that if he stays at his current weight, he would be a receiver. And that apparently put Ohio State over the top in a lot of people's eyes because Blue said over and over that he doesn't want to play tight end.
We'll find out today. What time is that expected to come down?
So the game's at 1:30, and I think it's going to be right. It's supposed to be an ESPN's broadcast of that, so I would guess right before.
Okay. Talking with SECCountry.com's Joe Masato here on the Dan and Mary Joe Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Now, you cover the beat for UK football, and so you've been there all throughout camp. What is your, I don't know, what are your major takeaways from camp? What has impressed you? What concerns do you have as they now go into game week?
I think the most impressive thing is that even though they do return a number of starters, they really like the class they brought in. I mean, especially, you know, with Dorian Baker being out for maybe the entire season, they really like, you know, the young freshman receivers and Lynn Bowden, Cleavan Thomas, Josh Ali, Isaiah Epps. Those are all guys that are likely going to be on the plane to Southern Miss and probably not going to redshirt. So, you know, they really like those guys. They like Josh Pascal on the defensive side and other freshmen. So I think they really like the class. And my other takeaway is that, you know, they've been, you know, kind of building the quarterback thing. The quarterback battle is a competition. But by all indications, Steven Johnson had a great camp and seems to have a pretty firm hold on that spot.
Now, Joe, I know you haven't been the 25 to 30 year Kentucky football watcher who has some skepticism in them, but do you feel like too much is placed on that Louisville win? That one game, and albeit a, you know, a great way to end the season, an awesome win over the Heisman, you know, eventual Heisman Trophy winner, all that. Do you think there's too much being placed on that one win that people are thinking, you know, 8-9 wins for sure this year, the way they, you know, the way it looks?
Yeah, that's a really great point. And you know, if they don't win that game, they go into the bowl game, you know, 6-6. So that's just huge, because then when you go into this next season, instead of your goal being, okay, 7 wins, maybe 8, now the goal for a lot of people that I've been hearing is 8 wins, maybe 9. So it almost just like puts a lot more pressure on, you know, what a lot of people are expecting this year. So I think that probably is pretty unfair, just because, you know, they weren't expected to win that game. They did, but now I don't think you can change a whole season's worth of expectations based on that. But you know, it was a huge win for the program, not only on that day, but just a lot of the recruits I've talked to. It seems like almost every one of them, when I asked them about how, if Kentucky's season, you know, if that winning record, you know, did anything in their mind, well, then they don't really talk about the whole season. They always single out that Louisville game. So to me, it did more on that front than it did even in the win-loss column.
And as much as, like, we talked about it when it happened a few years back, you know, the Louisville game used to be either the first game or, like, the third game of the season. But typically, you know, that was how they opened up the year.
Yeah.
And we never really thought it would benefit Kentucky much to play this the last week of the season. But in this case, beating them in the final game, that's the last taste that's in everyone's mouth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if they had beaten them the first game of the season,
yeah,
by the end of the year, it's different. So it definitely helped Kentucky in that respect this year.
Yeah, definitely. That's a great point. And it's almost like that was the bowl game, really. You know, I think a lot of people would rather have that game than, you know, making the bowl game was a nice consolation after that. But I think that was the lasting memory in everyone's mind after the last season.
Do you believe it's a failure if Kentucky doesn't make it back to a bowl game this year? I mean, wouldn't the entire staff feel that way?
Yeah, you know, failure is a harsh word, but I think I would say that. You know, I think I said before that the ceiling for this team is probably 8 wins. I think 7 is probably the most likely, but 6 wins to me is the floor. I mean, I think they've got enough talent on the roster. I think the schedule sets up well enough for them that even if they're not at their best, and even with these couple big injuries at the beginning of the season, I think they're still good enough to win 6 games. So if they drop below that mark, I think something would have to go pretty wrong. And I think, you know, to me, I think a lot of people would see it as a major step back after getting that first bowl game in 6 years and then missing out on one the next year. I don't know if that would go over too well.
And because of the way the schedule sets up, if they only win 5 games, then they've lost to somebody they really shouldn't lose to. I mean, then the wheels came off somewhere.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I think the schedule does set up really well for them. They, you know, especially that home schedule. I know there's debate on, well, is it better to play the tougher teams at home or the tougher teams on the road? But, you know, I think this could be a year where they beat Tennessee, where they have at least a shot against Florida. So,
and gosh, you know, you could pick two teams from the West to play, just handpick them.
Exactly.
It would probably be Ole Miss and Mississippi State.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that Ole Miss game at home, they'll be you know, favored in that game. They should win that. But they'd have to lose one of those, a game like that, to drop to 5-7, which I just don't see. Or they'd have to lose at Southern Miss to start the year, or at Vanderbilt. Something like that would have to go really wrong for them to drop below 6 wins.
Now, Kentucky received 3 votes in the preseason AP poll. Are one of those votes from you?
No, I'm not a voter, but I think it was someone from the Gainesville Sun actually voted for Kentucky in the poll. So that'll be, you know, I didn't expect Kentucky to get any AP votes after seeing them not get any votes in the coaches poll, but I was, you know, thinking if they beat Southern Miss and come back and beat Eastern Kentucky, and what an atmosphere it would be if they could go on the road and beat South Carolina and then come home. And maybe Florida and Kentucky are both undefeated at that point at 3-0. I mean, I think both teams would be ranked, and what an atmosphere that would be.
Yeah.
Well, if Florida's 3-0, then that means they've beaten Michigan. So they might be then better than what we thought anyways.
Exactly. That might be. Maybe Kentucky's more likely to be 3-0 at that point than Florida.
Yeah, I would say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so. Well, Joe, thank you so much. We appreciate your insight and making time for us this morning. Hopefully you had a safe trip to Georgia and back, and had a good time.
Yeah, well, thanks for having me on with you guys. It's always fun.
I'm sure we'll be catching up with you a lot over the next few weeks or so.
We got your number.
All right.
Thank you, Joe. Care.
Thanks, Joe. Joe Musato from SECCountry.com. By the way, that is that's one of my jams.
It's a go-to site now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, between he and Kyle, they pump out some good stuff, the two of them.
And really, even if you're interested in some of the other SEC schools, there's good stuff there.
It's a great idea.
On them, yeah.
Like, there's that other site, Saturdays Down South. I don't particularly care for the way they put it together. I mean, they come out with good stuff, too. But the way SECCountry.com is put together, it's pick your team, mm-hmm. go there, or pick the main page, all SEC news, or but then if you want more in-depth, like if you want to go deep, you can go deep on any team with the way they do it. So, all right, we got to take a break. Back with more here on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Well, I woke up to the sound, the silence, the cries. We're cutting like knives in a fist fight.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Keep it locked to the Dan Levitard Show on ESPN Radio.
The thing that Floyd has arrived at that is a pretty cool place to arrive is this might be the easiest fight of his life. And what he has figured out on the wrong end of 40 is what every business person wants to learn. How do I work easier for more?
I figured that out at an early age.
Dan Levitard, weekdays 10 to 1 on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Shouldn't you have a checking account that makes your life easier? Introducing Easy Checking from Republic Bank. Relax with no minimum balance or monthly maintenance fees. Easily send money through our app with Mobile Pop Money. Log into your account by scanning your finger or eye with your smartphone. And for easy access to your money, you can use 85,000 surcharge-free ATMs worldwide. Easy Checking for your hard-earned money. We're Republic Bank, and it's just easier here. $50 required to open checking account. Message and data rates may apply. Member FDIC.
Oh no! I broke my iPhone.
Experimat can fix it.
But how much will that cost? I'll probably have to rob a bank, hit the lottery, or hope a long-lost relative leaves me a huge sum of money.
Not at Experimat.
Experimat? What's that?
Experimat is your place for pre-owned Apple products and repair.
Repair?
Yep. iPhones, iPads, iMacs, MacBook, and Macs. You break it, Experimat repairs it. Experimat, 2380 Norman Lane, Suite 130, right next to Salsarita. Or call 859-368-9265. Experimat. Computers, tablets, phones, buy, sell, trade, or repair.
Hi, this is John Blevins from Barkley Blevins Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling with some summer plumbing tips. Be careful what you put down your disposal after your cookout. Run cold water at full pressure for 15 seconds before, and after you put anything down the disposal to flush it through, and never put instant stuffing, potato mixes, or any just add water foods down the drain. For all your plumbing needs, call us at 859-252-3519. Barclay Blevins Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, the
Plumbing Busters!
Are you embarrassed about missing teeth? Are you self-conscious around others because your dentures might slip or spaces left by missing teeth may show? Become comfortable and confident again with dental implants from Dr. Claire.
Hi, I'm Dr. Susan Claire. When it comes to your dental health, there's an old saying, good dentistry isn't expensive, lack of good dentistry is. Let me show you how to smile with confidence again.
For all your dental needs, visit Dr. Claire at 145 Walton Avenue, Lexington, and be proud to show off those pearly whites.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show, or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Oh, man. What about... Some stuff just goes so far over the top of stupid.
Yes.
ESPN taking a guy whose name is Robert Lee off of a broadcast of a football game because it's the Virginia game, which is in Charlottesville, Virginia. You made something out of nothing. And they say that they were trying to save this guy and save ESPN from memes and social media stuff, but it would have taken some deep diving and people actually watching Virginia football to make anything out of this. Instead, you made it a national story, much bigger than it ever would have been had you just let it be.
Listen, like, I mean, we watch a lot of college football.
Yeah.
Had you heard of Robert Lee?
Never.
I had never even heard of him, right? And there's really only a handful of people that you actually really know, like recognizable names calling these games.
Yeah.
And they're always Saturday night ABC games, that kind of thing. But the noon games of the teams that are Power Five but not great, I mean, they've got good broadcasters on them. Don't get me wrong, but I almost never know who they are.
Let me ask you this.
I think it just drew attention to it, and then nobody would have. I think it is insane.
It's insane. It is insane. All right, let's say we turn on E60, and it's Bob Lee, and he's doing a report on Charlottesville. Does it ever cross your mind that his full name is Robert, possibly? And that he shouldn't be reporting on this? Or we're making... Look, when you're in the room discussing this, why is it that you don't go, let's just say Rob, on all the stuff we put out there, media guides, all that stuff, let's just shorten it to Rob, just like Dan. Instead of saying Daniel, let's just say Dan. Let's just say Rob. Who's going to think Rob Lee?
No one. No one.
Is anyone going to put it together, go that far? There's so much that you have to get through to get to the point of, oh.
Even knowing who's calling the game.
Robert Lee.
And they don't ever say their names during a broadcast either. It's not like.
And then how big is the joke actually going to be? And how damaging is it going to be if the joke is made?
And
God,
now
you're so stupid.
And now do you think the joke won't be made just because he's not? Now it will be. Still a social media thing.
Well, now it's etched in history.
Yeah. Now everybody knows Robert Lee, and whatever game he does call, it's going to be...
Right. Oh, that's the guy ESPN pulled.
My favorite thing, though, was seeing the reaction on Twitter, seeing so many people say, can we go into like the history books and find some Confederate soldier named Skip Bayless? just to get him off.
Yeah, that's good.
Oh, look at that. Just got a... an alert on my phone.
Uh-oh.
The Browns have named DeShone Kizer week one starter over Brock Osweiler. I told you Kaepernick was better than Brock Osweiler 30 minutes ago. And I'm right. Because there's no way DeShone Kizer is better than Colin Kaepernick.
Oh, gosh.
I mean, what's worse? Like not playing football ever again or having to go be the quarterback for the Browns? Mm. I'm not sure, but I would probably say the Browns because what an absolute... dumpster fire that is.
Yeah.
But DeShone Kizer wasn't even that good in college? Like I just don't remember. Like Notre Dame was awful, right?
Yeah. He was okay.
Yeah. And he beat out Brock Osweiler, who had like the world's best soundbite a few months back when he was like, yeah, I think the tape pretty much shows how good I am. Like, the tape says you are just super tall.
Here's a devil's advocate to that is Tim Tebow. I mean, you couldn't ask for a better representation of your franchise, face of your franchise. He doesn't stay. He doesn't get in trouble. He's a Christian, talks about God publicly, has a reputation that, like, his actions back that up. He's, you know, buff.
He's got healing hands.
He's, you know, he's the all-American type, I guess. Like, if you were to go back into the 1950s and show the Heisman winner, it's Tebow. You know what I mean? And he couldn't get a job. So, of course, Tebow's, all he's done is ever win, like, one playoff game. And they don't like his throwing motion. But.
And now all he's doing is cranking out home run after home run. I mean, just, the guy, I mean, you can hate him, but the guy's an athlete. Am I right? I mean.
Yeah, he is.
I'm not saying he's going to be the next, you know, Major League Baseball star, but.
Yeah,
he hasn't made a poor showing for himself in minor league ball. I will say that. I mean, there's no one else but Tebow that can have a viral video of him going to talk to an autistic child, mm-hmm. making his day, walking up to the plate and hitting home run. All right, that is Tim Tebow.
Yeah,
that is Tim Tebow.
I was not a Tim Tebow fan when he was at Florida. It disgusted me like being in high school and being disgusted by boys bands, you know, boy bands or something. You know what I mean? Like,
well, I don't know what you mean because I was never disgusted by boy bands. So
just that, oh, I'm sick of it. Oh my gosh. You're so, so good. So, you know, just, it's too much. I can't take it. Plus he played for Florida, but I want to see him do well in baseball. I want to see him get to the majors.
Do you remember the day that ESPN literally from morning till night celebrated Tim Tebow's birthday? I don't even know if it was like a significant birthday.
Yeah, it was just Tim Tebow Day at ESPN.
All day long. All day long. That, I mean, there was definitely, you would definitely tire of it.
Well, baseball, by the way, I know football season's about to start, but baseball heats up a little bit as they get into the playoffs and it comes down to the wild card. A lot of stuff is pretty much decided. I mean, the wild card is, but like in the National League, the only race is the Central.
Yeah, there aren't any good races,
no,
really,
no,
are there?
No. And
aren't the Dodgers just probably going to win it?
They're 20-something games up. But this week, something happened in baseball. It's never happened before. Rich Hill. This guy, it's crazy. Okay, this guy was a pitcher for the Cubs. He bounced around, and then he got demoted. He was back in the minor leagues. And then he couldn't even cut it in the minor leagues. He's like, we're not paying you anymore. I think you're over. I think you're done. So he's like in his 30s when this happens. He goes to an independent league. He somehow works his way back 6 years after he's thrown off a major league team, demoted. He's back in the majors. I think he gets to Cleveland and Boston, and then he's traded at the deadline to the Dodgers last year. And here he is at 36 years old pitching a perfect game. Through eight innings, he's got, and by the way, he wouldn't had the perfect game through eight innings if it wasn't for 38-year-old Chase Utley making a play like he was 28 years old. So it was phenomenal that he did it. So he comes back out in the ninth, first batter, and it's an error on the third baseman. He should have had it. It was, So he loses the perfect game, but he still got the no-hitter.
Mm-hmm.
And so he goes to the ninth inning, and he still has the no-hitter. But the Dodgers haven't given him any runs. So it's 0-0. So the poor guy comes back out in the 10th. Well, they're on the road. He can't win it in the 10th. So, I mean, he could get the no-hitter through 10. But then if they want to win the game and it's 1-0, he doesn't get the win. The guy who comes in after him does. So he loses the perfect game in the 9th. And loses the no-hitter in the 10th on a walk-off home run. Yeah. It's the first time in Major League Baseball history that a pitcher has lost a no-hitter in extra innings to a walk-off home run.
I mean, that's insane. Crazy.
It is crazy.
It is crazy.
And I was watching the Cubs game Reds game at the time, and then I flipped over to MLB Network, which is like Red Zone for baseball, and they were all over it. And by the way, Pedro Martinez, he has got to be among the top three baseball analysts in the game. I just love hearing his insight. He's so entertaining. Fox did a great job, I thought, this past year with A-Rod, Pete Rose, Frank Thomas. I thought that was a good crew of guys. They stepped their game up. In the past, it's just been...
Well, I mean, you know. think of those names you just mentioned.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, A-Rod plays it pretty straight. He seems to lack a sense of humor.
Almost, oh, yeah. No, he seems like... I would not want to hang out with him, yeah. like, at all. But he's also too close... I think that given his history, mm-hmm. it's hard for him to be really outspoken on certain things, right. probably.
He's insightful, though. And then TBS carries some of the playoffs, and that's where you'll find Pedro. And, oh, I'm telling you, it's just too much fun. He was telling a story about, you know, about the brawl. There was the brawl this week, too. Detroit, Miguel Cabrera, and between the Yankees, the catcher there. And so Pedro Martinez was talking about the brawl. And he said he was in the minor leagues, and he's not even pitching that day, or even in the bullpen or anything. Like, he's in the stands charting the game, and a brawl breaks out. He gets up. He's not even in uniform. He gets up out of the stands, goes out, and he gets cracked, and he was supposed to pitch the next day, and he missed a start.
And how about James McCann?
Ugh.
I mean, now, he gets absolutely...
What is his relationship to Nancy?
So...
Because I see Nancy Cox at Channel 18. She tweets about McCann all the time. And she took pictures with him and stuff and went to a game this summer.
He's married to Nancy's niece.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. And you know, if you're not familiar, Nancy has like 10 brothers and sisters.
Oh, is that right?
10 or 11. I mean, like, there's a bunch of them.
Yeah.
So she's got, I don't know how many nieces and nephews.
Right.
But her niece is married to James McCann. So... they got to go to a game and stuff like that, but she's always tweeting about him.
Right.
And I think, you know, he got hit pretty hard with a pitch like that. Not like he looked almost out cold for a minute.
Yeah.
And then he comes back and hits a home run.
Yeah. Crazy. Now the real beneficiary what am I trying to say? Being related to.
Relationship, yeah.
Yeah, relationship. Being related to McCann is for Tom Kenny, the sports nut. Tom's a sports nut, and so I'm sure he was over the moon to be able to go back and get behind the scenes with the Detroit Tigers. Yeah.
Very cool.
All right, we got to take a break. Back with more here on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Shelby's Way Hot Rod Hullabaloo is coming up Saturday, September 2nd. It's absolutely free to participate, so we expect more than 600 classic hot rods and show vehicles at the event. We've blocked off Contract Street between Loudoun and Floyd for music, food trucks, souvenirs, and vendors. We're even raffling off a teardrop camping trailer. It's all happening from 10 to 4 Saturday, September 2nd for the nonprofit Shelby's Way, bringing awareness to suicide prevention. For more info and registration, go to shelbysway.com.
Hi, this is John Blevins from Barkley Blevins Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling with some tips for the summer heat. Consider using an interior fan along with your window air conditioner to spread the cooled air through your home without greatly increasing your power use. Avoid placing appliances that give off heat, such as lamps or TVs, near thermostats. If you need a reputable company for any air conditioning needs, call us at 859-252-3519. Barkley Blevins Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling. The
Heat Busters!
We all play a role in keeping our community safe.
Every day, we move in and out of each other's busy lives.
It's easy to take for granted all the little moments that make up our everyday.
Some are good, others not so much.
But that's life.
It's when something doesn't seem quite right
that it's time to pay attention.
Because only you know what's not supposed to be in your everyday.
So protect your everyday.
If you see something suspicious, say something to local authorities.
Play the courses the champions play. The Pete Dye and Donald Ross courses at French Lick Resort. The 2017 NCGOA National Course of the Year Our Pete Dye course hosts the first ever Senior LPGA Championship presented by Old National Bank this July. French Lick's Donald Ross course is looking good as it turns 100 this summer and hosts the Donald Ross Centennial Classic Symmetra Tour event. Book your golf vacation now at FrenchLick.com.
Now is a great time to volunteer at the Lexington Rescue Mission. Volunteering is an opportunity to directly impact lives.
To see a life changed, to have it flourish in front of you, and the mission is a great place to volunteer to see that. You really get to see the results of your input.
And anyone can do it. So no matter how much time you might be able to give, a little or a lot, volunteer at the Lexington Rescue Mission. Call us at 381-9600.
This is a Morgan & Morgan consumer message.
Today, people wake up and life is perfect. Before the day is over, thousands are injured or killed in a car crash. An on-the-job injury devastates a family's financial security. A medical mistake results in lifelong injuries or even death. And then you face one of the most important decisions of your life. Who will represent me in my hour of need? Most disturbing is this decision is made in days with little or no research or knowledge. Is the firm I'm hiring a jewel or a joke? What is their reputation like? And do they ever go to court? Do they need money just to keep their own lights on? And do they have the money to fight for me toe-to-toe? Don't make this decision based on an ad. Make it based on facts and a long-term proven track record. Call us on your cell phone at Pound Law. That's #529. Morgan & Morgan, ForThePeople.com. Offices, Lexington.
The Shelby's Way Hot Rod Hullabaloo is coming up Saturday, September 2nd. It's absolutely free to participate, so we expect more than 600 classic hot rods and show vehicles at the event. We've blocked off Contract Street between Loudon and Floyd for music, food trucks, souvenirs, and vendors. We're even raffling off a teardrop camping trailer. It's all happening from 10 to 4 Saturday, September 2nd for the nonprofit Shelby's Way, bringing awareness to suicide prevention. For more info and registration, go to shelbysway.com.
Oh no! I broke my iPhone.
Experimat can fix it.
But how much will that cost? I'll probably have to rob a bank, hit the lottery, or hope a long-lost relative leaves me a huge sum of money.
Not at Experimat.
Experimat? What's that?
Experimat is your place for pre-owned Apple products and repair.
Repair?
Yep. iPhones, iPads, iMacs, MacBook, and Macs. You break it, Experimat repairs it. Experimat, 2380 Norman Lane, Suite 130, right next to Salsarita. Or call 859-368-9265. Experimat. Computers, tablets, phones, buy, sell, trade, or repair.
Hi, this is John Blevins from Barkley Blevins Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling with some summer plumbing tips. Be careful what you put down your disposal after your cookout. Run cold water at full pressure for 15 seconds before and after you put anything down the disposal to flush it through, and never put instant stuffing, potato mixes, or any just-add-water foods down the drain. For all your plumbing needs, call us at 859-252-3519. Barkley Blevins Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, the
Plumbing Busters!
ESPN Sports Radio 1300. The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show, or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Well, this week the SEC released the men's basketball schedule. So with this being, you know, the week before game week of football beginning, I flipped it on SEC Now, SEC Network. Lo and behold, they led with men's basketball in August. I was pretty impressed. They had on Konzo Martin and Frank Martin, live interviews with
any
both
other
of
Martins?
Them together. They kidded that they were brothers right off the bat. It's pretty funny. But, you know, Konzo Martin all of a sudden with Michael Porter and his brother.
Yeah.
And then the other kid they got, bang, they're in the game. They are in the game.
Yeah, they're back.
And then South Carolina's coming off a Final Four.
Which is still
Florida.
Still, yeah. Just mind-boggling.
It is.
But they don't have Sindarius Thornwell anymore, right?
No, they don't have him. But the defense really is what got them to where they were. And then there was a little piece by, I think it was Ryan McGee, that don't sleep on the SEC kind of thing. When you type hashtag SEC basketball fever, it's not going to be sarcastic this year, that it's a different
league.
That's
what they said last year, too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I will. But then South Carolina ends up in the Final Four.
An Elite Eight game was Florida-South Carolina.
And Kentucky was in the Elite Eight?
Yeah.
Three
of the eight.
But I was excited because of the change in Mizzou. I was excited that Kentucky, that's one of the schools that Kentucky has a home and home with.
Yeah.
Them and Texas A&M.
The schedule comes out, and so the U of L game is Friday night, December 29th. Okay.
That's 3 days after Ladies' Night. So at least it won't won't interrupt that.
Right.
Which now that you're saying that, it means that's like a Tuesday. I don't know.
Oh, it's like a get out of the house. It's been the holidays, ladies, to get out, get away from everybody. We're here for you at the top of the Chase Bank building. But John Hale brought this up. The Louisville game, basketball game, is the same day as the Music City Bowl and the Belk Bowl. So, you know, Kentucky could be in the Music City Bowl the same day that UK U of L is playing the basketball game at
Rupp Arena.
Louisville
could be in the Belk Bowl.
Yeah. Yeah, they could. But this is a CBS game, this Friday, December 29th game.
At night, right?
Is it at night? I don't know. I mean, I'm looking at the UK schedule. It doesn't have times on here.
I'm sure they probably haven't set the time yet, but it would be.
But you know how they play football games over the holidays at like 1 o'clock in the afternoon on Friday after Thanksgiving.
But it's just this bowl is the 29th. I feel like a lot of people are back at work by then. Do you know what I'm saying? Like most people don't have that whole week off.
Yeah, because the holiday is Monday.
Yeah.
January 1st. That's the holiday of that. Falls on a Monday. So the Friday.
I just don't see a lot of people having that off of work. Well, it has to be at night.
There are plenty of people that definitely take a week off during Christmas. But yes, you're right. I already know from knowing what people are doing at my place where I work at Fox that I'm going to be working that day.
Me too. Yeah, I'm working that day.
So if that's a 1 o'clock game. I can't imagine. But would they put it in primetime on CBS, though, on a Friday night?
Well, I'm sure whatever they have on Friday nights is like Hawaii 5-0 or something.
Yeah, but
you know.
Believe it or not, that probably draws bigger than UK U of L on a Friday night. You know what I mean?
A Friday
in
general is weird.
Yeah. So 2 days later.
But is the college football playoff?
December 29th?
December 30th?
Saturday,
is it still New Year's Eve? Because that's probably why they didn't.
I think it's the 30th. Yeah, I think it's Saturday.
Yeah, so that's why they wouldn't have it on the same day as the football.
Well, but
playoff.
You can play it at noon, though. They play plenty of times at noon because it's 2 hours. It's 2 hours, noon to two. Done. College football playoffs at 3:30 and 7:30.
That'd be a great sports day, huh? Oh my god!
But look, you play Louisville on Friday, and 2 days later, Sunday, you're playing Georgia to open the SEC slate. That is tough. To play Louisville and Georgia in the span of 3 days?
Because Georgia's always like, they don't beat Kentucky, but they've always, they've played us tough all the time. Maybe we did lose to Georgia not too long ago, right?
Mm-hmm. It wasn't that long ago, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, this is a very, very tough beginning for UK, right? Especially for these young kids.
Mm-hmm.
It goes Louisville Friday, Georgia Sunday. At LSU Wednesday, at Tennessee Saturday. So you're playing four games in the span of a week where at LSU, at Tennessee, Georgia, and Louisville. Then you turn around the next Tuesday, come back, and it's Texas A&M. So it's a tough the opening stretch is really what I'm getting at. It's tough. Louisville, Georgia, LSU, Tennessee in 1 week.
Yeah.
Essentially in 1 week. That's...
Who's the coach at LSU now?
Mike Wade, is that his name? I can't remember.
It's not Johnny
Wade.
Jones.
It's a young guy.
Yeah.
Really young guy. I can't remember.
So Brad's saying the college football playoff is New Year's Day. The New Year's Day bowl games this year.
Really?
Rose Bowl.
Huh.
And the Sugar Bowl, I guess. That's the one that's in New Orleans.
But the UK basketball schedule takes them to South Carolina January 16th. Always, always tough.
Yeah.
That same week, Florida comes here. So Tuesday, you're at South Carolina. Saturday, you're back home for Florida. That's a brutal little stretch right there, just that week. Then you sandwich in at West Virginia at the end of January. Yes, Mizzou comes here on February 3rd. Will Wade. I knew there was a Wade in there.
Yeah. Good job. I didn't even know the Wade part.
Young WW. at Texas A&M as well.
That's tough. And that's been tough historically.
Playing Texas A&M here and there. Otherwise, at Florida, March 3rd, in the season. They love to put Florida and Kentucky the last
just
game.
It's always just going to be that. I mean, it is what it is. I like it.
Until, Texas A&M became good, and they're like, well, let's do that. And then Texas A&M didn't have the kind of season, and they're like, So they stick with Florida, UK quite a bit there.
I would. Yeah. Why not?
Yeah.
Listen, we have one more break to get in before the show, before the show ends. Yeah. And I think in the absence of football, we've all tried to be binging on certain.
Oh yeah.
Getting our TV shows in.
I have. Yeah.
Because
all summer.
There's not going to be time for it anymore.
No. Uh-uh. Might be able to watch one show a week.
Yeah.
Now that football season comes. Yeah.
So we can talk about our good binges.
Yeah.
If you want to get them in this week. Yeah. Before the real stuff starts on Saturday.
We'll do it next on the Dan and Mary Joe Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Sometimes your morning coffee is way too strong.
The Dan and Mary Joe Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Arctic Cat factory authorized clearance events is going on now at MLS Power Sports, and it's bigger than ever with rebates up to $3,500 and financing as low as 3.9% on brand new Arctic Cat ATVs and side-by-sides. You can stop thinking and start riding. Don't miss out on your next ride and hurry into MLS Power Sports, 1030 Paris Pike in Georgetown. Offer valid for participating dealers while supplies last and subject to change. Inventory may vary by dealer. Not all applicants will qualify. See dealer for details and program dates. Always wear a helmet and don't drink and ride.
Ride victoriously. Ride rough, ride tough. MLS Power Sports, got the ride you're looking for.
But most of all, ride victoriously.
There is a place right here in Kentucky where a total stranger will give you food and shelter when disaster strikes. There is a place where you can support your community by donating blood, volunteering, or making a contribution. That place is the American Red Cross. I'm Jennifer Adrio, CEO of the Red Cross Kentucky Region. Help us celebrate our 100th anniversary by becoming involved today. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS to find a Red Cross near you.
Oh no! I broke my iPhone.
Experimat can fix it.
But how much will that cost? I'll probably have to rob a bank, hit the lottery, or hope a long-lost relative leaves me a huge sum of money.
Not at Experimat.
Experimat? What's that?
Experimat is your place for pre-owned Apple products and repair.
Repair?
Yep. iPhones, iPads, iMacs, MacBook, and Macs. You break it, Experimat repairs it. Experimat, 2380 Norman Lane, Suite 130, right next to Salsarita. Or call 859-368-9265. Experimat. Computers, tablets, phones, buy, sell, trade, or repair.
20 illegal online pharmacies appear each day, but you can find safe and legitimate pharmacies online by looking for .pharmacy in a web address. Learn more at safe.pharmacy. A public service from the National Association of Boards of Pharmacy.
Whether it's a natural disaster devastating thousands or a home fire affecting a family, the American Red Cross is there. I'm Jennifer Adrio, CEO of the Kentucky Region Red Cross. Help us as we celebrate 100 years in Kentucky. Contact your local Red Cross today.
The Dan and Mary Joe Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Do you watch Game of Thrones? Did you ever start it?
So I watched like the first, I'm one of those rare people that watched like the first three seasons or four seasons. I liked it. Uh-huh. I just didn't get super into it. And then there were so many times we were watching it and I would fall asleep. So I'd see only the first 10 minutes and my husband would have seen it. So he didn't want to rewatch it.
Yeah.
So he's all caught up and still watches it.
I feel like my wife and I are the only people on earth that don't watch it. And we watch pretty much all the shows that are popular that people are talking about that binge watch. So I haven't started that. May have to start it. But this summer I got caught up on Homeland and Mr. Robot and The Americans and Better Call Saul. And I still haven't done House of Cards or Orange is the New Black, the new seasons of those. Haven't done either of those. And it was because Netflix threw out Ozark. And I think both my wife and I were like, well, we just want to try a little something new. We know what to expect with House of Cards. We know what to expect with Orange is the New Black. What's Jason Bateman got going on? And let me tell you.
Right. And to me, like, I adore Jason Bateman, but in comedic roles.
Yeah.
Wasn't sure how much I would like him in something serious.
Yeah.
And he still has that little bit of Bateman sarcasm in him in the show.
Yes.
But it was phenomenal. And so if you...
If you're looking for something to get in.
Right, because it's only 10 episodes.
Yeah.
So good.
So addicting. I didn't stay up too late anytime, but I'm telling you, it was like, do we have time? Do we have time to get this in?
Yeah,
we got to get... Can we get a show in? Like, all right, we're kids taken care of. What we got left to do? Okay, we're good. Can we watch this now? Because every single episode leaves you with, oh my God, what's going to happen next?
And the bonus is if you look really hard, since it's in Lake of the Ozarks, Missouri, people are wearing Mizzou shirts. There is the mention of one kid said, yeah, I'm going to Mizzou in the fall.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Which he wasn't.
No.
Spoiler alert, he did not go to college.
I'm telling you, that show, what it does so well is it like places you in that situation. Like, what would you do? Like, how would you handle what the main character, Jason Bateman, is facing, because he has...
Or his wife, and, you know...
Yes, or his wife.
It's very Breaking Bad-esque, kind of, in that respect.
Uh-huh. There are pressures from... Well, there's like four or five different pressures coming at him and his family. Like, all at once. And there's a different twist and turn on each of those pressures, you know, every week.
Yes.
It's just crazy, crazy, crazy. Has to be a second season.
They did. They got picked up, but I don't know when that will come out, because it was just announced that they got picked up for a second season like last week.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I can't wait. Can't wait.
I mean, they definitely left it.
Yeah. Yes, they left it open. Yes. They didn't leave you hanging too much, but they left it
where you can move on. Yes. Yeah. Like Bloodline. Did you watch Bloodline?
Not the third season, though.
Okay, so I loved Bloodline the first two seasons.
Right.
Loved, loved, loved.
Yes.
And then you can actually tell, as you're watching season three, you can tell when they found out they were not being renewed for a season four. Because it 100% goes off the rails and just becomes the worst. Mm. Just the worst, which is so disappointing, because the first two seasons, I was like that, too. Like, I got to watch another one.
Right. I was into Bloodline big time, and then I just didn't watch it before the reviews came out on season three.
Yeah.
And so once it was out of the bag that season three was a stinker, like, well, I'm not spending my time on that. So.
Yeah, like the first couple episodes were good. And then you can tell, like, around episode four or five, they got the call and were like, guys, didn't get renewed. Sorry. And then they were like, let's dream sequence this whole thing and make it... it was terrible. It was terrible. But Ozark. Watch Ozark before
weekends
Saturday. Are tied up.
Before Thursday. Actually, there's not really anything good on Thursday. It's Saturday. Like, we've had in the past some SEC openers, like South Carolina Vanderbilt maybe one year, but this year's like Arkansas, Florida A&M or something like that. I don't know, but it. I looked at the schedule. Thursday doesn't bring anything too exciting.
Saturday does.
Saturday is out of its mind.
Yeah.
Yes. And of course, tomorrow, Mark Stoops speaks for the first time in 9 days.
9 days.
To the media about camp. Hopefully there's no breaking news, because it would likely be bad news if there was. I don't even know if they scrimmaged yesterday. I would imagine they did
something, but yeah, they didn't have as there wasn't media availability right. afterwards.
I feel like they would have scrimmaged because it's one more opportunity. I don't know. We'll see. But now it's game week.
Game week.
It's all about crazy. beating the Fighting Shannon Dawsons. We'll be back here to preview football's season opener, yes! UK's season opener, next week on the Dan and Mary Jones
on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.